Just as someone gives you water when you are extremely thirsty, then that would be something, rather than having water when you are not very thirsty. Similarly, if someone can sacrifice one's possessions when one is having very little for oneself, then that sacrifice is considered very special. Compared to one who has millions of dollars and giving a dollar or two. In the same manner, to be enthusiastic in tough times, in difficult times, that is something very special. In fact, the practice of Krishna consciousness gradually helps one to develop one's consciousness in such a way that one can face the utmost hour of crisis, which is death or deadly disease. During these times, one's enthusiasm curve is flat. One, what to speak of enthusiasm, there is a great threat for survival. One's very survival is threatened and one is extremely fearful. In such a fearful situation, there is no question of Krishna conscious enthusiasm. It's very, very rare. So that is why the scriptures, they prepare us when we are at normal times, what is within our reach or within our hands is to invest our whole consciousness, our whole energy of the body, our ability to produce a sound vibration, an ability to keep oneself very enthusiastic when we are in a normal state of condition. And by making this investment, gradually, as one accumulates this investment more and more, then the enthusiasm builds up more and more, bringing one to a state where even at the time of deadly disease or faced by the inevitable death, a devotee can very fervently call out the Lord's name. Generally, it is observed in the life of devotees that their enthusiasm, their vigor, their service attitude, all these things become a function of the state of mind. When the mind is sometimes feeling some titillation, jubilation, then one is very enthusiastic. When the mind is sometimes very dull and drowsy, then we also become influenced by that. You will find this in Srimad Bhagavatam explained in the Puranjana section. In the Puranjana section, it's explained that the mind is influencing the intelligence, because of which, you know, Puranjan was simply imitating the activities of that lady who is represented by the intelligence. When she laughed, he laughed. When she sat, he sat. When she was angry, he was angry. Whatever she did, he just imitated. That is how, in the life of a conditioned soul, we can observe that the conditioned soul simply imitates the state of mind or state of intelligence. Because of which, many times, in the performance of devotional service, one may hook oneself to the lower nature of the mind, because of which one may not be able to perform it very diligently, very powerfully, very enthusiastically. A simple example, for example, you are chanting Shikshashtakam prayer. You chant one or two paragraphs and then you keep quiet. If mic is in your hand, probably you will not forget to chant it. Isn't it? But when mic is not in our hand, we may not sing. Or Narsingharati, or Tulasi Arati, or Mangala Arati, or Guru Puja. And the same thing comes in chanting also. You chant one, two, three times and then you keep quiet for some time. After some time again you chant two, three times. Actually, the pure devotional service should be performed with all the three, with kaya, vacha and manasa. With the body, with the mind and with the words. The mind is not going to be very friendly, because the mind wants sense gratification. And when he is frustrated of sense gratification, then he says, "You are not offering me what I want," then I'll go to rest. The mind wants to take rest. Mind wants to go to your drowsy state. It is not going to, you know, give you sufficient motivation for performing devotion service, because the devilish mind is always a deadly enemy. So one has to ignore the mind and learn to perform devotion service diligently with the body, with the mind, with the words, with all the three. Every moment should be used. And one should always be thinking, am I investing this moment in Krishna service? Am I speaking out Krishna's names? Probably we have to think about it, because sometimes we are thinking we are in the morning program, but we are not participating. Sometimes you are chanting the 10 offenses against the holy name, and after one or two offenses, mind goes elsewhere. And it cheats you. Same thing, you are singing Narasingadev, Narasingharti, and then after it ends, you realize, oh, what was being sung? I don't know whether Tulasiharti was finished or Narasingharti is finished. We call it as absent-mindedness. So physically present, mentally absent. It's a great curse. But sure enough, if we are going to lead a unconscious life like that, when deadly disease comes or when the death strikes us, we will be utter failure. We have lost it. We have lost the match. Because we have not invested our consciousness when we had the strength. We have the bodily strength. We have the sensual power, the mental power. Everything is awarded by Krishna. Now, Prabhupada says, this is like an aeroplane. When you have an aeroplane, the pilot may sometimes take the plane up. Sometimes the plane may be going at the same level. Sometimes the plane may go down. So Prabhupada was quoting this, Urdhum gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishtanti rajasa, jagannaguna vrittistha, adho gacchanti tamasa. So Prabhupada says, it's in our hand. We are all like pilots sitting in this body. So just as a pilot, in the way he utilizes the plane can take off, go to the sky. It can go higher and higher and higher, thousands and thousands of feet high. Similarly, we can elevate our consciousness depending on the way we use our body, our mind, our words, our intelligence and all these things. And when we don't use it properly, we may be just coasting along. Or sometimes we may go down also. So, the nature of a dull mind or a mind which is deprived of sense gratification is one of moroseness. And that moroseness has to be given up, because there is no use. Life is very short, and this body will be taken away. Although the mind feels that sense gratification is a very good option, one has to have a superior intelligence to control the mind and tell the mind, you foolish mind, this body will be gone. It's a short while, just a short journey in this material world. So depending on how much do we realize the temporary nature of the world, and depending on how much do we understand the danger of continuing our term in the material world, and depending on how much we are eager to join the eternal service to Guru and Krishna in the spiritual world, to that degree we will be attentive and conscious in every moment of our devotion service. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this famous song, he sings, Keno Hare Krishna Naam Hari Bole Mano Prana Kandena. Hare Krishna Naam Hari Bole Mano Prana Kandena. He's asking, my dear Lord, why my mind and my life are not crying for your holy name? Your holy name is the only savior, and I am not able to call out your name fervently. Rather, I am so dull and dead that I am thinking I am in a different world, the material world of illusion, and I am submerging my consciousness in that, and once in a while occasionally uttering one or two names, and other times soaking my consciousness in the materialistic world. How unfortunate I am. When the death comes, they will put fire to the tongue. At that time, the tongue cannot chant the holy names of Krishna anymore. I'll be lifted on a stretcher and four people will carry to the Shmashan Ghat. At that time, there is no possibility of chanting the holy name. Finished. That lifetime opportunity is over now. Whatever progress you made, you merit. Rest happy to forget. It will be seen in the next life. That is the way this world is. So, the Viveka Buddhi means the intelligence to discriminate, means to always remember the truth. Animals, they forget the suffering of this world very quickly. They see the goats being slaughtered, they see it, they become afraid, As soon as they see the grass, they forget. Again, they think, no, no, I'll go on. But one of the specialities of human intelligence is that one shouldn't forget the realities of the world. One should remember the practical, harsh realities of the world. So one can have continued, undeteriorating intelligence that actually not only goes on till the last breath, but it even goes through several lifetimes. Harinam Prabhu ki.